Are you ready? Say, Father, I have ears.
Eyes.
And a heart. And they all perceive.
And they all perceive.
And I'm hearing.
What you've prepared.
For me tonight. In Jesus' name. Amen. Well, as some of you may recall, on Sunday, God had quite a little bit of a party with, this is the Lord's doing, and it's marvelous in our eyes. Did anybody find anybody research it? No? Okay, well, I did my homework. Well, because I told you it was in the scripture, but I didn't remember where. So let's take you to Mark chapter 12. St. Mark, chapter 12. We're going to start at verse 1. He then began to speak to them in parables. A man planted a vineyard. He put a wall around it, dug a pit for the wine press, and built a watchtower. Then he rented the vineyard to some farmers and went away on a journey. Verse 2 is very important. At harvest time, he sent a servant to the tenants to collect from them some of the fruit of the vineyard. But they seized him, beat him, and sent him away empty-handed. Then he sent another servant to them. They struck this man on the head, treated him shamefully. He sent still another, and that one they killed. He sent many others. Some of them they beat, and others they killed. He had one left to send, a son, whom he loved. He sent him last of all, saying, they will respect my son. God's expecting something special. But the tenants said to one another, notice the conference. This is the heir. Come, let's kill him, and the inheritance will be ours. So they took him and killed him, and threw him out of the vineyard. What then will the owner of the vineyard do? He will come and kill those tenants, and give the vineyard to others. Haven't you read this scripture? The stone the builders rejected has become the capstone. The Lord has done this. And it is marvelous in our eyes. So the parable is speaking about his coming, and his people couldn't stand him. And he's telling them up front what they're going to do. Verse 12, then they looked for a way to arrest him because they knew he had spoken the parable against them. So they're highly insulted, but they were afraid of the crowd. So they left him and went away. You say, well, that's kind of cool. In case you wondered if it can be confirmed, go to Matthew chapter 21. Matthew chapter 21. Notice in verse 23, listen to another parable. There was a landowner who planted a vineyard. He put a wall around it. So it's the same message. He sent his son, verse 37. Verse 38 is kind of cool. But when the tenants saw the son, they said to each other, this is the heir. Come, let's kill him and take his inheritance. So they took him and threw him out of the vineyard and killed him. Therefore, when the owner of the vineyard comes, what will he do to those tenants? He will bring those wretches to a wretched end. They replied, and he will rent the vineyard to other tenants. This is kind of cool, because that's speaking about the non-Jew. Okay? See, the message is the same. Up until this corner. He will rent the vineyard to another or other tenants. He didn't say he was giving it to them. He's renting it. Mm-hmm. When you rent it, he still owns the whole package. It's still his. Who will give him his share of the crop at harvest time. What are we living in now? We're being prepared for harvest time. Jesus said to them, have you never read in the scripture? Notice Jesus is using the word. The stone the builders rejected has become the capstone. The Lord has done this, and it is marvelous in our eyes. Therefore, I tell you, what the kingdom of God will be taken away from you and given to a people who will produce its fruit. Jesus. He who falls on this stone will be broken to pieces, but he on whom it falls will be crushed. When the chief priests and the Pharisees heard Jesus' parable, they knew he was talking about them. Say, they're not without knowledge. They knew. K-N-E-W. They had knowledge of what he was telling them. And they looked for a way to arrest him, but they were afraid of the crowd because the people held that he was a prophet. You say, well, that's kind of cool, but, you know, maybe I'd like a little more. How many would like a little more? Okay, I teased you into it. I believe, and if my memory serves me correctly, I shared with you about the Queen Mother during World War II. I knew that it was a psalm that she read, but I didn't remember which one. But it was Psalm 118, so if you'll go to Psalm 118, I'm not going to read the whole thing because it's kind of lengthy. But I believe that she was declaring this word over her nation. Verse 1. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. Now the bombs are falling on London. Let Israel say, his love endures forever. Let the house of Aaron say, his love endures forever. Let those who fear the Lord say, his love endures forever. In my anguish I cried to the Lord, and he answered by setting me free. The Lord is with me, I will not be afraid. Her confession was about her life and her family. What can man do to me? So where's her confidence? The Lord is with me. He is my helper. I will look in triumph on my enemies. That happened to be Hitler. Verse 8. I guess we're going to go. It is better to take refuge in the Lord than to trust in man. It is better to take refuge in the Lord than to trust in princes. Isn't that cool? She's royalty, and she's saying, my trust is not in the men in my family. 10. All the nations surrounded me, but in the name of the Lord I cut them off. Watch her boldness. They surrounded me on every side, but in the name of the Lord I cut them off. They swarmed around me like bees, but they died out as quickly as burning thorns. Remember those kamikaze type of airplanes that were over the cities? She's saying they were surrounding them like bees, but they died out as quickly as burning thorns. In the name of the Lord, I cut them off. So what was she saying? I'm watching what Germany is doing to our nation. I'm watching what they've done in Europe. But I'm cutting them off. Would you have that courage to declare this once a week over the airwaves when all of the city of London was my uncle, my mother's brother, walked around in blood up to his, over his knees, picking up body parts. That was his job. He said, there is no way that I can describe to you what I went through. There is no way that I can describe the amount of dead people that I picked up that I couldn't find the proper parts. You cannot imagine what it was like. They swarmed around me like bees, but they died out as quickly as burning thorns. In the name of the Lord, I cut them off. I was pushed back and about to fall, but the Lord helped me. The Lord is my strength and my song. He has become my salvation. Shouts of joy and victory resound in the tents of the righteous. Where were they living? Some of them, actually most of Americans that were in England, were living in tents. The Lord's right hand has done mighty things. The Lord's right hand has lifted high. The Lord's right hand has done mighty things. I will not die but live, again her proclamation. And will proclaim what the Lord has done. The Lord has chastened me severely, but he has not given me over to death. She lived until she was 90-something years old. 95, 97, whatever.
What queen was that again?
Elizabeth's mom.
Elizabeth's mom?
Yeah. Yep. Queen mother. Open for me the gates of righteousness. I will enter and give thanks to the Lord. This is the gate of the Lord through which the righteous may enter. I will give you thanks for your answer, for you answered me. I love it. You have become my salvation. The stone the builders rejected has become the capstone. Germany rejected Jesus, but not England. The Lord has done this, and it is marvelous in our eyes. Is that loud enough? This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Oh, Lord, save us. Oh, Lord, grant us success. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. She's thanking America. Because she knows that if it wasn't for America, England was lost. From the house of the Lord, we bless you. She's blessing the United States. She's blessing Canada. The Lord is God, and he has made his light shine upon us. With bows in hands, join in the festal procession. She's already seeing the victory. Up to the horns of the altar. You are my God, and I will give you thanks. You are my God, and I will exalt you. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures halfway.
Forever.
Forever. Sometimes we want to quit halfway. What do you think it was like to listen to all the back talk of the unbelievers every time she went on the air? Close your eyes now. Say, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
For godly women.
For godly women.
That's us.
That's us.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
For godly leaders.
For godly leaders.
For Chicopee.
Massachusetts.
New England.
New England.
USA.
Godly leaders.
That will lead us into victory. Because this is marvelous. In our sight. The elections are marvelous. Because God's got his plan. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.